Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. The quintessential swing state of New Hampshire is full of political news. Since the turn of the century, the Granite State has hosted the wildest swings between the two parties, and typically from the top of the ballot to the bottom. For next year's Senate race, which could become one of the most pivotal contests in the country, Manchester-based St. Anselm College released their latest poll. It projects Governor Chris Sununu with his best numbers to date, running ahead of Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan by a 49-41% clip. Job approval favors Governor Sununu, too. He holds a 64-34 positive-to-negative ratio, while Senator Hassan is upside down by 3 percentage points. And most troubling for her, a large 34% rate themselves as being extremely disapproving of her performance in office. Governor Sununu has not committed to the Senate race and says he will decide next year. He is eligible to run for a fourth two-year gubernatorial term. New Hampshire has one of the latest primaries in the country, so nominees will not be chosen until September 13, 2022. Staying in New Hampshire, former Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown, who recently served as ambassador to New Zealand in the Trump administration, is back on the Granite State political scene. This time, however, he is making political calls for his wife, television journalist Gail Huff Brown, who is seriously considering running for New Hampshire's 1st congressional district. You may remember that it was Scott Brown who converted the Ted Kennedy seat in Massachusetts back in 2010 after the longtime Democratic incumbent passed away. Mr. Brown then lost to Elizabeth Warren in the 2012 general election. He then moved to his native New Hampshire and ran for the Senate, but failed to unseat veteran incumbent Gene Shaheen, despite running in 2014, a Republican wave year. Redistricting is expected to make New Hampshire's 1st district, currently the most competitive in the country since the electorate has only re-elected the incumbent twice since the 2004 election, much more Republican. As a result, GOP leaders would concede the state's 2nd district to Democratic incumbent Annie Custer. The current 1st district incumbent, Democrat Chris Pappas, who was re-elected last year, says he may run for governor if the congressional district becomes too unfriendly for a Democratic candidate. Ms. Brown, who some believe has the inside track to an endorsement from ex-President Trump, will face at least Matt Maurer, the 2020 nominee who came within a 51-46% margin of claiming victory, and Caroline Leavitt, both of whom were former Trump White House aides. State Representative Tim Baxter is also an announced Republican candidate. With the long primary cycle, this contest will take a long time to crystallize. California Governor Gavin Newsom is rebounding in his recall fight. Two new polls from SurveyUSA and the Trafalgar Group find Governor Newsom surviving the recall process by 8 percentage points. These results are a major improvement for the governor as we head toward the September 14th recall election date. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.